All right, so today we're going to kind of take a little break from the book, okay? Let's go. You got your Bibles with you? Yeah, all right. No, you're. So let's go to John. Let's take a look at John. So we've been studying John in our Wednesday mornings. Make sure. I don't need to. I need to go take a drug test after this. Make sure they didn't put nothing in. Yeah, the mosquito bites I got when I was in Ecuador. But okay, so let's go ahead and we will go to John chapter 1. Something so simple yet so deep, okay? So, who knows about John? Who knows about John? You do? You know about John? The Gospel of John? Okay, how about you, Leo? You know anything about John? Was John, who was John, was he one of the apostles? Yeah, no? No? Yeah, he was one of the apostles. Okay. He had a brother who was an apostle as well. Okay. And he is John who wrote the gospel of, or not the gospel, but the book of Revelation. Okay. So, and also he wrote 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John, right? So John has impacted, you know, the Bible. He has written quite a bit of books, so there's a lot of things that John has to say. Well, John is also called the apostle who loved Jesus, right? The one who loved Jesus, or the one whom Jesus loved, I'm sorry. The one whom Jesus loved, okay? So if we look at chapter 1, verse 1, it says here, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Leo. When you hear in the beginning, what does that remind you of? What do you think of when I say in the beginning? What does that mean? Beginning of the story, okay? So God's story to us is what? Huh? Creation, right? Okay. So we're studying that right now, right? So creation, so in Genesis 1:1 it says, in the beginning, right? God created the heavens and the earth. So John is taking us to the beginning, right? He's telling us that in the beginning, right, was this Word. This Word, right? Okay. Well, let's take a look. He says, and the Word was with God, okay? So he says, okay, there's this Word. It was with God, okay? And then he says, the Word was God. So you had this Word that was in the beginning. It was with God. And now he's saying it is God. Is that confusing? No? You guys are pretty smart then. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So we'll unravel this and see what this means in a second, okay? So he says, he was in the beginning with God, the Word. Okay, this is a capital W for Word, okay? So then verse 3, he says, all things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. So what's he saying? He's saying everything that has been made was made through this Word. So right now our study is in Genesis, right? And so he's saying our Sunday morning study has been in Genesis, right? And what did we learn? Who made everything? Do you remember? God, that's right. So he says, if everything was made through this Word, then who must the Word be? God, that's right. So it says, in the beginning was the Word, and then it says the Word was with God. Then he says, and the Word was God, right? That's a lot of nuggets right there, huh? That's a lot of information to take in. Your mind goes this way, that way, and this way, but we have to trust the Scriptures, okay? So far, that's the conclusion that we have with the knowledge that we have with studying, right? So we know that God created everything, right? Because that's what we're studying in Genesis. Then we have here that the Word made everything, okay? So then we said that the Word was God. That's what Leo said, okay? Then it says in verse 4, that it says, in him, which is this Word, was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. Okay? Can evil overtake God? No, right? Evil will not conquer, right? So it can't overtake him. And then we see here in verse 6, he says, there was a man having been sent from God whose name was John. Who's this John? Do y'all know who this John is? Let's see if it tells us. It says he came as a witness, okay? Hey, how many of you have ever been in a court? No? Thank God. Okay. No. But when you go to court as a witness, you're there and you're given a testimony, right? So you're telling them what you've heard, right? You're going to tell them what you heard when you saw something, right? What you saw, right? What you experienced, your emotional side of it, okay? And you're going to give that testimony and you are a witness, okay? So this person who is coming, this guy named John, says he came as a witness to bear to bear witness about the light, so that all who might believe through him, okay? But this guy, John, he was not the light. He only came to bear as a witness, okay, about the light. Now it says, there was this true light which came, okay? So who did we say this true light was? God, okay, all right, we're still on track, okay? This person was God, right? There was a true light which coming into this world enlightens everybody. Okay, he gives truth to everybody. And Jesus is the what? The way, the truth, and the light, right? So verse 10, he says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him. So he came into the world, but the world he created all. Okay. He came to what was his own, right? And those who were his own did not receive him. Can you imagine that? Right? You make this fancy car. Let's say you're an engineer. Okay, you go build this awesome car, right? And then you're like, man, you know, this is amazing. So you go out there to check it out. You go out there and you open the door and can't get in, right? Lamborghini, yeah, Lamborghini, right, whatever. You're an engineer, you can create what you want. But you go open the door and you can't get in. But you're the creator. You created that car, but you can't get in. Well, you could break the window, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. You could do that. Or you could pull out the keys and click it and open it, right? Oh, si no tienes, yes, yes, yes. Well, that's true. Well, that's what it's saying here. That's the idea. So you get the idea. So Christ came into the world that he created, and they rejected him. They didn't let him in, right? Into the Lamborghini, to the car, right? But we didn't let him. We didn't accept him into the world. So how sad, right? I could see it on your face because you couldn't get into your Lamborghini. I thought that was sad to you, right? And so here is Christ. God comes and the world rejects him, okay? They can't get in. They don't want him. They want nothing to do with him. All right. And then verse 12, he says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Right? What does that mean? Think about that. If you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, he is your Lord and Savior, it says here that he gives you the right to become children of God. Okay? When I was little, my grandma used to teach me that everybody's the children of God. Okay? But unfortunately, grandma was wrong. Okay? Everybody is a creature of God. It says here that God created everything, including us. Okay? When you were placed into your mom's stomach, God created you at that point. Okay? He created you. And everything that was made was created through him. But it says here that as many as received him, he gave the right to become children of God. So the only time you become a true child of God is when you put your faith and trust in him. Okay? Before that, we're all creatures of God. Then after the cross, right, for us who are will be saved one day, or for those who are saved, we're now children of God. Very interesting, right? I didn't know that. My grandma didn't know either. She told me some wrong stuff, but that's why we have God's word to correct those things. So sometimes our family, our parents, even ourselves could be wrong, but we correct it, right? Okay, so then it says, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. So God had predetermined for these people to be born. Okay, he drew them to himself, and they became his children. So there's one last verse we'll talk about here. And then verse 14, okay? So let's wrap this up. This is so important. It says, and then the word, so this word, right, became flesh, became human, okay? No podemos volar. We cannot fly. That's correct.
But,
mande?
Las aves.
Ah, see, just the birds, right? Absolutely. Just the birds can fly. Pero Cristo, but Christ, he came onto the land and he became the God-man. Okay? 100% Dios y 100% hombre. 100% man and 100% God, right? That's what he became. And he dwelt among us. He hung out with us. Estuvo aquí con nosotros, ¿eh? He dwelt with us. Vivió con nosotros. I think I've heard Owen say that he tabernacled with us, right? He put his tent here with us, and he hung out here with us, right? He says, and behold his glory. Su gloria. So glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. If you're looking for grace, if you're looking for truth, then seek after the God-man, the one who came to dwell with us and tabernacled with us. Okay? You get that? Okay? What's that? Among us? Or humongous? Among us, that's right. It sounds like a... It's kind of my age, but the Flintstones, right? Bunga Bunga, Among Us, okay? Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's what it sounded like I said, huh? But anyways, huh? Oh, the game. Oh, hey, you know what? I know nothing about those games. So you're a lot more advanced than I am. So, okay, well, let's pray. Remember the God-man, Jesus Christ, he came in the flesh, and he dwelt among us. He gave us grace and truth, okay? Let's pray. Monday? Oh, see, among us, that's right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. I pray that your message was clear, Lord, that even the little children could understand it. I pray for the salvation of those in our church, Lord, those who have not taken you, Lord, as their Lord and Savior, who are just still searching out, or maybe they think they're saved and they're not. I pray for the recognition, Lord, in their hearts to realize those things to come to you. And I pray for those who are saved, Lord, that they continue to grow in you in truth and in grace. Lord, it's so important that we grow. It's not just enough, Lord, to come to church, but we need to do our due diligence and work out our salvation and grow in you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you for who you are. We pray in your name. Amen.